Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton takes first base on ball four. Clemens moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clemens moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kunz for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfi Tano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stewart. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin bunts in front of the plate. Schaefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burton is called out on strikes. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bolin. Amalfitano moves to second. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Randy Hundley pinch runs for Duke Snider. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Davenport pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hundley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Clemens reaches third base with a triple. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Amalfitano hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller strikes out. Schaefer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Haller out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.